Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show that never goes below standard. And if we do, it's probably your fault. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Phone in your eBay tip, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630, or we'll dish your listing. We do that,
We've
too.
We've had two good listing dishes.
Yeah.
Today. That was really
good.
And
we give out some good scores, too.
So please give us a call. Now at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630 if you'd like your listing dished or if you have a question or a comment or a tip for us or you just want to shoot the breeze, 888-RADIO-30. So before we did the listing dishes, we were talking about Audrey Tracy's article in eBay for Business about planning a trip, remember, on page 9,
yes.
And we've already said that the first thing you do is you put your store in vacation mode for the time you'll be gone. All right?
Yeah.
This article is about how you can really, maybe deduct something on your income tax for taking trips, because if you're going to do product sourcing, part of that trip is deductible. So first you put your store on vacation mode for the time you'll be gone.
Check.
Then scout your location. Do some online research to understand what sort of supplier stores or merchandise might be available in that area. You want to give the next tip?
Check Craigslist and local websites to find antique shows and merchandise expos.
Also, Google Maps can give you a sense of location and distances between shopping stops, while the Street View feature can give you a sense of the area where you'll be shopping.
That too. You should check seller Facebook groups in that area for some tips.
Use Auction Zip, Flea Market Zone, and, oh my gosh, I have hiccups all of a sudden.
What's that about?
On this program, food program. I just on the break ate a little bit of, some melon.
Oh.
And so I've got hiccups for some reason. I don't know. So you use Auction Zip, Flea Market Zone, and Estate Sales to find exactly local sales events by state or zip code. And for more trips on turning your next trip into a sourcing adventure, read the whole story at ebayforbusinessblog.com. ebayforbusinessblog.com. So you haven't been, I know you haven't been doing any sourcing because you haven't been doing any listing, right?
I haven't, yeah. I haven't had time.
You're on a little bit of a hiatus. But you're still selling things out of your store every now and then.
I made a sale last night, so, yeah.
Well, that's good. eBay store subscribers have received their second quarter coupons for eBay branded shipping
supplies.
That's
correct, yep.
Including the brand new stickers and tissue paper that have been such hits.
Stickers.
You'll find your quarterly coupon linked from your Seller Hub overview page under Seller Tools Manage Stores. So I think we should give away some gift certificates for Bubble Fast shipping supplies too.
Okay.
But we have to come up with a question or a some sort of a trivia thing or something.
Hmm.
Or I could talk about something you've spoken about today, but I can't think right now. So, stay with us. In just a few minutes, we'll come up with some sort of a contest for you, and you can win $25.
Okay.
Supplies here. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that everybody who won their shipping supplies on eBay Radio, you know the ones, the eBay-branded ones? I hope they got them already.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have, I think. I think we had four winners that day or something.
We had a lot, yeah. That was fun.
We did. So anybody have any tips for our previous callers concerning pictures and when to use a stock photo, when not? Griff, you want to go over it one more time for us? So the stock photos come up automatically.
If they're available.
If they're available, if you put in the UPN or whatever, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. If not, you're not supposed to go get them off their website.
No.
And put the camera's photo or whatever it is on your listing.
No, you shouldn't do that.
Only the ones that come up automatically. Other than that, if it's a used thing, you should take a picture anyway, I think.
No, you really should, yeah. Remember, you're doing this for the buyer. You don't want to show the buyer something that's brand new and have them get something that isn't, that may have some scratches or has been used. It is a legitimate reason for a buyer to say, this item is not as described, and then to ask you to accept it back. At which point, if you don't, they can ask eBay to step in. And if eBay rules against you, it's going to be a mark against your account. And if you get enough of those marks, you're going to get suspended from the site. Do I need to say any more?
Not at all. You don't.
I didn't think so.
So on page 10, Griff, we had Reva Lozansky on the other day.
We did.
And this is another article by her that is so fantastic.
She's a busy woman.
Oh, she always has been. She knows more about entrepreneurialism than just about anybody in the world, by the way. I remind you again that she was the editor of Entrepreneur Magazine for many, many, many years. The absolute final word in what went in that magazine. So this is why you must learn to delegate. And, you know, it's something that entrepreneurs have a hard time doing, Griff.
They do. They have a terribly
because
hard
most
time.
Entrepreneurs come from the most come from whatever industry they were in before.
Yeah.
And we even have a lot of those selling on eBay. They'll say that they were in retail before or whatever.
Yeah.
But you have certain skills and abilities, and you think you're great doing it, and you have a hard time. Those are the things you have a hard time giving up. So do you think the secret to growing your small business is to work harder and harder, putting in longer and longer hours, Griff?
No.
In reality, the secret to growing your business is just the opposite. It's delegating work to others. And you want to read the next couple
of
paragraphs?
Well, of course, because if you're obsessed with handling every aspect of your business yourself, from answering emails and phone calls to making sales presentations and providing services, your business is doomed to stall out. After all, there's only one of you, and with only 24 hours in a day, your business can only grow so far without help. It's kind of like if Pierre said, I'm just going to create one of the world's biggest marketplaces on my own.
I'm just going to sit here and do it by myself.
Right. Can't do it. Mm-hmm. And so that's where delegation comes in. Delegation not only helps your business grow by allowing you to handle more duties, but it also makes your employees happier and more loyal by making them feel trusted and empowered.
And let me give you an example that happened to me with this. eBetsy writes a lot of our commercials now.
Yes, yes, yes.
When I met eBetsy and when I first hired eBetsy, I had won 16 Addy Awards for my copywriting, so I felt nobody else could write that copy but me.
Right.
All right? Betsy and I have worked together now several years, and Betsy writes most of them now, and there you have it. Betsy was a fantastic writer. I taught her the context of writing a commercial, and she does a beautiful job. It killed me to give that up because I was proud of that. And that's what happens to a lot of entrepreneurs. So follow these four steps to successful delegation. The first one is you have to change your mindset. Many entrepreneurs start businesses because they're convinced they can do what they do better than anyone else.
Oh.
That makes it hard to let go of your duties and trust your baby to other people. So the first step to delegation is understanding why it's so important. You have to stop sweating the small stuff like answering the phone or replying to every email or, yes, maybe even taking every picture in your listings or even listing itself.
Wow.
So you can focus on the big stuff like product sourcing, things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
What's number two, Griff?
Well, number two is identify activities you can delegate. If you notice that you're spending more time on tasks that you hate doing and less time on what you love doing, delegation offers an opportunity to change all that. For instance, if you're not a people person, would you like to focus less on sales and customer service and more on strategic planning and accounting? Big questions. Also, identify tasks that can be easily handed off, like updating records or filling documents.
Now, the number
filing.
Now, number three is identify who can help. If you have employees, it should be pretty clear what duties you can delegate. If you have an assistant, he or she could go through your voicemail and emails. But for an eBay seller, you really need to find somebody you can trust because usually they're coming into your house. Usually, not always. A lot of our listeners have told me that they have assistants who are in other states who do their listing for them, and then before they publish it, they look at the listing to make sure it's okay.
Yeah.
So you need to identify who can help you. A good way to look at delegation is to assess what you charge for your time and how much it would cost to outsource the task. You know, I think eBay sellers, a lot of them never consider their time as money. And you should. For instance, what do you think you're worth? If you think you're worth $100 an hour, but you're spending 2 hours a day updating records, you could hire somebody to do it for $10 an hour and spend your $100 an hour time on more valuable activities.
And number four is do it right. Don't just hand off a task to an employee or an independent contractor without some instruction. Explain what you want them to do, the purpose of the task, and how it fits into the overall company. And also make sure they have the tools they need to do it right. Once they're comfortable with it, don't micromanage. Oh, I've seen this so many times. But do check in from time to time and make sure you're available to answer any questions. Once the task is done, review it with the person and provide any feedback needed to improve next time. And as you delegate more, you'll get more comfortable with it. And soon you'll start to wonder how you ever stood answering all those emails yourself.
Whenever we see somebody like a Dana Crawford or, you know, these gals who do so well and men who do so well selling on eBay, rarely do you find one that does not have an assistant now or at least somebody to list or take pictures or ship or something.
Yeah.
And that's how they became more successful. So we keep, stressing this, but it's important to the growth of your business. The Kardashian girls have once again opened up their high fashion wardrobes to their fans, Griff.
Well, aren't we lucky?
Right on eBay. All the while supporting the causes they care about, because now through April 30th, you can browse a wide variety of Kim Kardashian's favorite fashion items from designers like designers I cannot afford, like Vera Wang, Dolce & Gabbana, Jimmy Choo, Prada, Louis Vuitton, etc., etc.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Call us now at 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel. Anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6-Bit 2.0. That's 6-Bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6-Bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool, so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6-Bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K., so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6-Bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your phone calls and emails are never blocked. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Pick up your phone and call us, 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number, 888-723-4630.
And, oh, Griff, a reminder that the following pricing changes will go into effect on Monday.
Yes.
May 1st. Final value fees for store subscribers will increase in some selling categories a modest 0.15% for most. The top-rated plus final value discount fee will change from 20% to 10% on qualifying listings. And the final value fees for sellers who do not meet eBay's minimum performance standards will increase by 4% on sold items. And in addition, on Monday, the third-party product listing ads will be removed across the eBay platform.
Yeah.
And that'll help boost the visibility of your promoted listings.
Fantastic.
So these things are important, and we'd love to go to the phones, so we need your calls. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And Griff, be sure to check out Episode 7 of eBay's Open for Business podcast, which drops today.
Yay.
It's titled Hiring, Firing, and Scaling: Creating a Workplace Culture. To listen and subscribe via iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or RSS feed, go to ebay.com/openforbusiness. So, Griffola.
Yeah.
So you're not ready for your vacation yet?
No, I'm never ready. I got stuff I have to do, though. Because we have to, I assume that, I better ask Howie whether or not he's had the supplies. He's talked to the company about sending the supplies. And there's stuff we have to bring. It'll be fine. So,
is there a Kaiser there in case?
We don't. So this would not be a Kaiser. This would be a DaVita.
Oh,
situation.
Okay. Because Kaiser.
And there is a DaVita. There's DaVitas everywhere. Yeah.
Well, that's good. All right.
So anyway, let's see what else is in the news. Oh, Jonathan Demme died.
Oh.
You don't even know who he is.
Yes, I do know who Jonathan Demme is.
And one of the more interesting directors in film, I'd say. All different. He was a great documentarian. he of course, the man behind one of the greatest horror movies ever made, which is Silence of the Lambs. Great guy. So,
good American filmmaker.
You can buy all of his movies
on eBay.
On eBay.
I'm sure. Let's put it in there right now.
Yeah.
So it's D-E-M-M-E, isn't it? How's he spelled?
D-E-M-M-E.
D-E-M-M-E. Let's see. Jonathan Demme. 198 search results.
Yeah, that's because you searched on his name. They usually don't put the director's name in the title, but I'm sure there's more than that.
Okay. Caged Heat, Movie Stock. It's all about his movies, though. Cindy from San Diego, California, known on eBay as Patty Sin. Hello, Cindy. How are you doing today, and what can we do for you?
Hi. I have a question on adding watermarks. I don't usually do this, but I do have some very unusual slides that I'm listing, and I feel like they might need a watermark, you know, so that it couldn't just be downloaded. Not that anybody would ever do that, but the only way I found, I use Picasa, and the only way I have found using Picasa is to add text, but I don't, you know, like just my store name or my seller name kind of at the bottom, but I don't know if that would be approved by eBay.
Yeah, so watermarks are very specific. They have to be translucent.
Right.
If you're putting text on there, you're violating eBay policy.
Right. So I've seen other sellers with a little camera icon with eBay photo or something. I just don't know where to find that.
Right. I don't think, I'm not so sure that we, so those could be legacy images because we used to have a service where you could watermark, you could choose to have a watermark added to your photos. That was discontinued. So it's no longer
available.
That's what
available. I was reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the posts I was reading in community were quite old, like 2012.
Right.
So I couldn't figure out how to do it, and I didn't want to do anything that would kick my listing off by just adding a little translucent watermark at the bottom that wasn't eBay approved or that would be active content or whatever, you know. So I think it's not
available. Well, no, a watermark is not considered active content. But if you – let me see what happens when we go – I haven't done this in a while. We're going to go to to our help and contact pages, which have all the answers usually.
Oh, of course. Help and contact?
Yeah. It's in the top of any eBay page. It says daily deals, gift cards, help and contact.
Oh.
And it says here – I don't know. Where is this? I got to see what they say about watermarks. And they don't adding watermarks to your photos. Okay, I got it. If you like to add a watermark to your photos, you have to follow these guidelines. We only allow watermarks for ownership and attribution. So it just can be your user ID. It can't be your website or shop on eBay or, you know, made in America.
Right.
Watermarks shouldn't distract from the images. Watermarks can't serve a marketing purpose, such as specific details about your item or customer service. Watermarks should be no bigger than 5% of the total image. Watermarks should have an opacity of no more than 50%, and links aren't allowed. So if you can follow those guidelines, which you can find them if you go to the help and contact page, and then if you search on adding photos to your listings, there's a section on that help page about watermarks.
What do you want to put watermarks on, Cindy? Oh,
I have slides from an important event, the 1968. I'm listing these on my other site, and they're pictures of the 20th anniversary of Jerusalem's 1968, and they're kind of unique pictures of the parade with tanks and soldiers and women soldiers marching, and they're kind of, I think, very unique. I'm trying to list them at auction to see if it brings any interest. I've sold over $4,000 worth of slides before in years past. Very important things, so thought I'd try these. They came from my aunt's estate. My aunt and uncle were pastors, and they traveled all over the world, and several trips to Israel. Happened to be there during 1968. So anyway, that's what I'm trying to do. Just because if you click on it, you could conceivably download it and use it. Although it's not as clear as it's going to be in the slide, I don't think, you know, to reproduce it. So now I see the help and content. So search by watermarks. Hello?
Okay.
Yes, hello. No, adding photos to your listing.
Okay.
And then that, so you'll find it there, and then you can read that. What you can do, and if you want to add a watermark, just follow those guidelines. There's lots of software out there that you can use to create text that is compliant, that's 50% opaque. So, you know, it shouldn't be more than 50% opaque. It could be 50% more translucent, but the opaque can only be 50% or less.
And I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, Picasa does that.
They used to, but now it's just they allow you to do a text overwrite. I'll check, but I've been spending over 40 minutes on this, so I thought I would give it a call and see what eBay allows, you know.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Is this worth spending that much money? I don't know. But
spending how much money?
Well, spending this much time, I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
No.
Probably not, but what else have I got to do today, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, then with that, sure.
Except listen to eBay Radio.
Yes.
And there
I should listen someday.
With the app today, so just want to throw that out.
Yeah, let me tell you what happened. Let me explain what happened.
Yeah, there's a problem.
Let me explain.
She's going to woman-splain it.
I'm going to woman-splain it. We have two streams.
Mm-hmm.
One stream We do, you know, we need two streams in case one goes down. Case in point, in the middle of the night,
yeah.
Our computer that's in the server room here at iHeartMedia crashed.
Oh.
And that had our encoder on it for your iPhone app and your Android app.
Okay.
That was the computer we're using for that stream.
Yeah.
So we very quickly had to change the links on, when you go to ebay.com, you can reach us that way. If you go to ebay.com
right.
And over in the right it says listen live, very quickly, Griff, by the way, Doug Smith was very good and fast for us this morning.
Oh, he's great.
When we
yeah.
got in touch with him, he changed it right away. And
yeah, I suggested that. I saw that on the Facebook page, so I put it on there.
So you can get to us there, but by Tuesday, I promise you, you will have that app back.
Okay. No problem. You guys are great. There's glitches all over the place. So
well, Cindy, what can you do?
Patient and find workarounds.
Yep.
Right?
Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate your call today. Bye-bye.
But thanks, Cindy.
Yeah, it's, by the way, Cindy, if you find out anything about watermarks and how you easily can put them on there, let us know. We appreciate knowing that ourselves at this point. Things do happen. That computer's only a couple of years old. It totally crashed. And so when we leave the studio today, Griff, we're taking it in to have a new hard drive put on it.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing it does, you know, is that encoder. So
yeah,
we will be cool.
We'll be totally cool.
So, you know, I want to learn more about these watermarks. So eBay doesn't have a mechanism to do them during your listing any longer.
No, we don't. Yeah, that's
so you'd have to do them pre-listing.
Right, you have to do them on your own.
Okay, and if Picasa Photo Editor won't do it, maybe
there's other
find
options.
Something
else
just that will do it.
Let me Google that for you.
Please do.
Watermark for photos. So easy. This segment was brought to you by Andesia, helping you love the way you ship. Pick up your phone and call us. You heard me, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
As a busy online seller, you need to get ship done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum. There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it cost more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers. Bulk.com, revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Listen while you list.